tell me about that forced turnover.
Well, man, coach always talk about finishing on the ball. That's what linebackers get paid to do in this league. Obviously the guy was running downfield a little bit. I saw, you know, he's the type of guy like to change it up once he's running. I'm not sure if he changed it, but when I was coming from that way, man, I just tried to wind it up and take a shot on the ball, and somehow it came out, man. It's a big play. It definitely helped us.
You guys had a great lead.
Yeah.
Come back out. That's got to be kind of disheartening.
It is. Well, you know you're going to get the best shot, and you got to match it. And those guys came out and fought, and they got some plays on us, man, and put us in a bind and ended up, you know, getting down there scoring at the end. And we just got to keep believing. And we did a great job of, you know, believing. And our offense did a great job of getting us back in position. And Matt Bryant, you know, he just did what Matt Bryant does.
Last thing, we heard you on the sideline walking up the deal. Most important play is the next play.
Tell us. Well, that's something that was taught to me by my defensive coordinator in high school in Jasper, Texas. Eric Farrer, he always said, most important play is the next play. You can't focus on what just happened. You got to go out there and do your job for the next one. Oh yeah.
All these close wins that you guys have gotten, how much did they help you in this game?
Well, I think they, it definitely helps you because you've been in that situation before. Ultimately, you want to go out there and put them away and keep them down, but today we didn't. And, next week we'll work harder at trying to do that.
Did it feel the same? Like, did you go back to, like, the Carolina game and those last few seconds, last minute, that kind of thing? Did it feel the same when you got about 30 seconds left?
I wasn't really thinking about it too much, you know, as far as the feeling. But, you know, I just knew that we were going to win the game. And we always – I saw 31 seconds left when they scored on us. I was like, man, we got a chance. And you just got to keep believing.
Was that the feeling on the whole sideline? What were guys saying?
Believe. It's not over. And, Matt did a great job getting the guys down the field, and then Matt Bryant came on and did what Matt Bryant does.
You know, your Mizzou buddy, Chase Kaufman's been sort of just practice squad, whatever, and all of a sudden, 1 yard line?
It's in his blood. You know, his dad was a great player in the league. I played with him at Missouri. Saw what type of competitor he is. The guy's, he's a good player, man, and I think he's an asset to our team, and, you know, I was proud of him.
Any early thoughts on San Francisco?
Got to get ready to play. It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough, just like this one. It'll probably come down to the end. You know, hopefully we don't want it to, but, you know, it's going to be a tough game. So we'll be ready.
I mean, the parallels are kind of striking. Big, strong, back, mobile quarterback, the whole thing.
It's right there. So you got to match it. And they got to come to our place. So, we'll feed off our crowd, and we got to play a complete game next week.
So let's take the monkey off the back, getting the win?
A little bit, but that's not the goal. I think that's the goal from what everybody else is looking. You know, everybody else is. I don't think they're giving us a chance. Everybody else is saying, you know, Falcons can't win in the playoffs. That's not our goal, to win in the playoffs. Our goal is to, you know, get the next one, because we want to set ourselves up to get our big goal.